Hey y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes whenever you felt like tapping in, and I really appreciate that. So I am back with my double episodes for my Wednesdays, and that is my gratitude listener shout out episode, in which I am shouting out the top three most listening countries as well as all of their cities. So let's get started. So the top three will be Canada, Germany, and the United States. So let's see. Okay. I see South Africa's tapped back in. The UK was very close at four. So shout out to the UK. So the countries, Canada, Germany, and United States. Let's start with Canada. The cities that were tapping in were in the Ontario province, and that was Stoney Creek, Markham, and Uxbridge. Wow. I've heard of Stoney Creek, but not Markham and Uxbridge. So shout out to those who have been listening. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, especially those new cities. Hope you all stay around. Stick around. It's fun here. It's so much fun here. I have 500 episodes for y'all to listen to. Okay. So tap in with your girl. The next country is going to be Germany. Oh, wait. Yeah, this is accurate. Germany. Okay, I had to look and make sure. I had to make sure my date ranges were correct. Okay. So, shout out to those who are in Falkenstein, Saxony region, Krefeld, North Rhine-Westphalia region, and Nuremberg, Bavaria region. Those are usually my regulars for listening. Thank you so much. I appreciate y'all tapping in faithfully. I do so many episodes, and it feels good to know that people are staying in tune with what I got going on. So I really appreciate that. The United States. Now, with the United States, because it's 50 states, I always like to do the top eight. The great eight for the United States. So the top eight listening states from eighth to first is North Carolina, New Jersey, Missouri, Florida, New York, California, Texas, and Georgia. Georgia took the cake, okay? Georgia was like, we're going to tap in more than everybody. And I appreciate that. I appreciate everybody for listening. But let's get to the cities. Oh, I know you lying. Hold up. Wait. This is fire. This is fire. So I told y'all Georgia was the top listening state in the United States. The top four the top five listening cities are all cities I have affiliation with or I've lived in. Either went to school there, either went to school there or I lived there. And it's so crazy because the top four are all in Georgia. Oh my goodness. So with that being said, let's get East Side represented. Shout out to the East Side of Atlanta. The East Side took the whole top three out of all the cities in the world that listen the most to the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. DeKalb County was in the motherfucking house. I said freaking, not effing, okay? They was in the house. Shout out to the East Side. Decatur topping off the list. Lithonia second in the list. That's crazy. Stone Mountain number three. Like, what's happening? Like, what's up? Shout out to the East Side. That makes me happy. Thank y'all. Shout out to DeKalb County, Southeast DeKalb County to be exact. Thank y'all for tapping in with your girl, okay? That's crazy. I went to school in Lithonia. I went to school in Decatur too. As much as I talk about how I'm from Stone Mountain, come on now. That is wonderful. Shout out to the East Side. Thank y'all. Atlanta was number four. Los Angeles, number five. Like, I just love this. This is crazy. I love it. This is crazy in a really cool way. Thank you for listening, home cities. I love it. So with that being said, let's get to the rest of the cities, okay? Because I'm happy that y'all listen too. It's one thing to be, listen to in your hometown. It's another for folks that don't know nothing about you or ain't even from where you're from or can't connect with where you're from. They still like what you do, and I really appreciate that as well. So League City, Texas, Ashburn, Virginia, Brooklyn in the house, New York, Houston, Texas, Bloomfield, New Jersey, Greeley, Colorado, Birmingham, Alabama, Raleigh, North Carolina. I was just in Raleigh. Who in Raleigh? Hit me up. Detroit, Michigan, Madison Heights, Michigan. Matter of fact, who was in Lithonia, Decatur, and Stone Mountain listening? That's who I need to know. Atlanta, too. I want to know. If I ever call your city out, please hit me up and let me know where you're listening from. I am Spiritual Homegirl on all social media. And if you see somebody that's not me, that's Spiritual Homegirl, you got to let me know so I can get my attorneys on the situation. But let me know. I want to know who y'all are. As much as I talk about completing these podcast listener surveys and all that stuff like that, I'm obviously wanting to know who you are, because at some point I'm going to tap in person. So I like to know where everybody is at. That's my little rant. Anyway, Raleigh, North Carolina, Detroit, Michigan, Madison Heights, Michigan, Dallas, Texas. Shout out to Jamisha Morgan, one of my favorite attorneys out there representing Dallas, Texas. New York City, New York, Charlotte, North Carolina, St. Paul, Minnesota, Arlington, Texas, Converse, Texas, Leander, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, Chicago, Illinois. Shout out to the Shy. Minneapolis, Minnesota, Columbia, South Carolina, Springfield, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Douglasville, Georgia, Fort Worth, Texas, Pittsburgh, California. Ooh, the Bay. Okay. The Bronx, New York. I'm assuming when they do New York City, that's Manhattan. That's what I'm assuming. So far we've had Manhattan, Brooklyn, and the Bronx. Shout out to New York City. Let me know if I need to come up there. Apopka, Florida, Riverview, Florida, Jersey City, New Jersey. That's right across the water. Shout out to whoever is in Jersey City. Greenwood, South Carolina, Columbus, Mississippi, Vicksburg, Mississippi, Renton, Washington, Nashville, Tennessee. I want to get to Nashville so bad. I want to visit all of these cities, right? There's nothing wrong with foreign travel. I love the concept of foreign travel, and I intend to continue that type of thing, right? But there's so many different terrains and climates and folks that are in the United States. I really am curious. And the more I look at these episodes, shout out like analytics and stuff, the more I want to get out and check out different cities or even revisit certain cities. That being said, I heard Nashville has a really cool vegan scene out there and I need to tap in. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, Salt Lake City, Utah, Alpharetta, Georgia, Mableson, Georgia, McDonald, Georgia, Richardson, Texas, Concord, California, North Hollywood, California, NoHo in the house, Oxnard, California. Let's talk about Oxnard real quick. Oxnard, California has the best strawberries in the entire world. I don't care what nobody gotta say. Oxnard strawberries are different. Oxnard strawberries are some, if you are in California or if you have an opportunity to ship some strawberries from Oxnard, my experience with Oxnard strawberries are amazing. Terry's Berries was my favorite vendor. When I would go to the farmer's market, Terry's Berries had the game on lock. It'd be to the point where I used to go to the North Hollywood farmer's market, and Terry's Berries, you had to get there early because people would be buying like 4 or 5 carts at a time or cases at a time. Me personally, I bought maybe $60 in flats from Terry's Berries because I knew they were high quality strawberries, very sweet. And the thing about Oxnard, if I remember correctly, is that they were always in season in their region except for like a month or two. Because y'all know how I go. When y'all have strawberries and you eat them out of season, they're not as sweet and they're not hitting because they're not in the right area to grow. Capitalism has you shipping and eating stuff that you ain't supposed to because it's out of season. With the Oxnard strawberries, from what I understood about Oxnard strawberries, their situation always, like the way they grew them and things of that nature, it was always in the season minus maybe 2 or 3 months. 3 months tops, if I remember correctly. Awesome strawberries. I've had strawberries on farms. Y'all know I love strawberry picking. That's one of my birthday traditions I've done. I like to go to the farms and do them too, but it don't, Oxnard strawberries, the absolute best strawberries I've ever had. They always have the long ones. The longer ones are the shorter ones. The shorter ones were always the sweetest ones to me. The little short fat ones. But yeah, that's my little sidebar about Oxnard, California. If you happen to go to Oxnard, go to a farm and go get some strawberries. Just go and taste them. Or if you're going to go to the strawberry festival out there, Google the California Strawberry Festival that's out there that's near Oxnard and tap in, okay? I used to work not too far from Oxnard. I used to always be like, you know what? I should just drive the 30 minutes and just go get me some strawberries direct. But then that means I would have had like an hour and a half drive back to LA, and I just could not do it. South Pasadena, California. Shout out to Pasadena. Bronxville, New York. Oh, I got to look that up. So there's the Bronx, which is the borough, and then there's Bronxville. So now I need to Google Bronxville. Wappinger Falls, New York. Shout out to Wappinger Falls. Y'all tap in a lot on the regular. I really appreciate that. Fort Myers, Florida. You know what? Every time I think of Fort Myers, y'all know what I think about? Plies. Tell Plies to hit me up. I want to interview him. everybody, I feel like this, right? And you know what? Maybe I should do another episode about that. I am. Oh my God, I don't want to do a triple episode. So maybe I'll do something on Thursday or Friday. But I'm just in an interviewing phase. We can get to that another time. Jacksonville, Florida. Shout out to my partner, them, Nick Fresh. Florissant, Missouri. Who's in Florissant? Y'all be tapping in on a regular too. I appreciate that. Lee Summit, Missouri. O'Fallon, Missouri. West Orange, New Jersey. Naperville, Illinois. Bowie, Maryland. Fort Washington, Maryland. Westford, Massachusetts. Cincinnati, Ohio. Washington, D.C. Anaheim, California. Escondido, California. Hawthorne, California. Riverside, California. Salinas, California. San Francisco, California. Thank you, Californians, for tapping in, whether the Bay or Riverside County or, what county Anaheim in? I forget. Is it Orange? I don't remember. By the way, thank y'all for listening. Bath, New York. Ormond Beach, Florida. Tampa, Florida. Baldwin, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. Shout out to St. Louis and Baldwin. Durham, North Carolina. Shout out to Durham. One of my favorite OGs is from there. DJ Nabs. DJ Nabs in the Lab. An Atlanta legend. That is his hometown, Durham. I actually got to kick it with him and his wife while I was up there in North Carolina. So shout out to them. Cicero, Illinois, Brown Lake, Illinois, Ridgeland, South Carolina, Wardorf, Maryland, Gambier, Ohio, Tacoma, Washington, Lawrence, Kansas, Topeka, Kansas, New Britain, Connecticut, Maricopa, Arizona, Little Rock, Arkansas, South Bend, Indiana, Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Las Vegas, Nevada, Portland. Shout out to Man. Dijon Sharif, a.k.a. Man. Man has a radio show, out there on the radio station in Las Vegas, and I'm really happy for him. For those who do not know, Man is a rapper from West LA. He put West LA on the map. I don't care. I'm gonna say that because I ain't hear about nobody else talking about no West LA before Man. And Man has said this publicly. Nobody has challenged him, so it's safe to say he put West LA on the map, musically speaking. So I'm really happy that he's able to pivot and do something on the radio out there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Shout out to Man. If you want to listen to him, he is the host of the pregame show on Hot 97.5 KVEG weekends from 8 to midnight. He also has a podcast with his wife called A Couples Conversation Pod. So shout out to Man and shout out to Las Vegas. The next city is Portland, Oregon, Rome, Georgia, Cedar Hill, Texas, Irvin, Texas, Katy, Texas. Shout out to Texas. East Foothill, California. I need to look up East Foothills. I'm curious now. All you all's towns are so interesting to me. I'm very curious about where you all live. Okay, so East Foothills, that's near San Jose. This is very interesting. Shout out to everybody that taps in all over their countries. You know what I mean? Whether you're in the city, whether you're country, whether you're rural, whether you're in the mountains, the desert, the forest. Thank you. Let's see. Sacramento, California, San Bernardino, Van Nuys, California, Westminster, California, Queens, New York. Ooh, almost got all the boroughs. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Manhattan. The only thing I'm missing is Staten Island. Brandon, Florida, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I got to get to, well, I don't know. Should I? I don't know. Miami, Florida, Parrish, Florida, Sun City, Center, Florida. Y'all been tapping in. Wayne, New Jersey, Reedsville, North Carolina, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Reston, Virginia. Who's staying resting at? I know. Do I know somebody that's staying resting? Do I? I think I know. Who's staying in Virginia? I'm just, now all I can think of is just like, who stays in? I guess we can get to that later. But the next city, let's see here, and pull my stuff back up. Zion, Illinois, Silver Spring, Maryland, Quincy, Massachusetts, Cleveland, Ohio, Columbia, Tennessee, Milford, Connecticut, Dover, Delaware, Newark, Delaware, Fort Wainwright, Alaska. Wonderful! Who out there in that cold state of Alaska? Hit me up. I want to know. I want to know how you all are dealing with that, with those snowy and chilly days. Not even chilly, wintry type days, okay? Art living in Alaska takes a lot of mental fortitude if you're not used to the climate and some of the remoteness of Alaska. So if you're living in Alaska, sending love to you and hit me up. I want to know how your experience is. Monroe, Louisiana and South Burlington, Vermont. Thank you all for listening so much. I appreciate it. I really do. Without listeners, I don't have people to talk to. I'll be talking to myself on these podcast episodes. So I really appreciate everybody that taps in. And I also want to talk about something that, and I know there's a lot of creators that follow me and tap into the podcast. And I want to talk to y'all about how numbers, it's going to sound crazy, but numbers don't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. And what I mean is, if you do this stuff for the numbers, you will always be unfulfilled. You will never be satisfied. You will never be able to celebrate the growth of your platform or whatever you're doing growing gradually, because you're going to be so focused on what you don't have. And as the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, who's been doing this for 7.5 years, I just want to tell y'all, take it day by day. The problem that we have as creators is, I'm about to start preaching today. I guess it's going to be a longer episode. Y'all got a 2-for-1, which is really a 3-for-1, because it's 2 episodes in this episode, and then we got another episode we just did. So we just feeling it today. And that's the beauty of being a creator. But we will look at other creators, and I say collectively, and I say we, because I'm never above what I say. We'll look at other creators and we'll look at their numbers, and we'll think that these people have what we want. And then we'll start trying to emulate them. Not all of us, but some of us. You know, it happens. No judgment. We'll start trying to emulate these people, not realizing that all we have to do, if we really want to build authentically, is be ourselves. And we're trying to cater to someone else's audience using someone else's tactics and someone else's sauce or whatever, not realizing that we could really just build our own audience of people that actually will appreciate us for being us. We will not respect or appreciate some of the quote unquote lower numbers because they're not at the goal numbers that we want. And to me, I think that's the easiest way to lose sight of what you're doing. And that's the easiest way to fall off. People like to try to bring up numbers and, oh, you have this. I remember one time when the girl tried to steal my name, right? She got aggravated because she thought I spiritually attacked her. I think I might have touched on this a little bit, but if not, consider it some tea. She thought I spiritually attacked her. She was blocking me and making all these weird TikToks, burning candles, and it was smoking in a mug too. And if you know candle magic, baby, them candles was black as night. I said, girl, you about to hurt yourself. I don't know who you sending that to. Because it ain't come over this way. You about to kill yourself, sis. You might want to relax. All that, you know, you want to practice the darkness and the darkness come find you. You might want to be careful with that, okay? Especially when you have no idea what the hell you talking about. But I think she had said something like, oh, I know the hoe that did this. And these are her words. I'm being verbatim. I know the hoe who did that. She's so mad. She just mad because her brand is dying and mine is building. And I thought that was funny. Because, again, I have to gather this stuff for evidence in case I had to sue her. Because that's a federal case. You know, when you in situations like that where IP is federal. So, I was getting my evidence. You know, people sending me stuff so I could, you know, put it as evidence. Not because I hated her. Not because I didn't like her. But because it's personal. It's personal because it comes from an ancestral guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I asked God for this. And then I asked my loved ones to help me on the journey. So as far as I'm concerned, it's very personal. But the context or the matter at hand was really like, just don't try to be my name. And then it went to a weird, dumbass cultural argument of who got the rights to use the word homegirl and all this other whoop whoop. I'm just like, come on, sis. Like, now it's a little lame now. Now it's getting real lame. Because now we're talking about cultural stuff. Like, if you like hip-hop music and you like black artists, now you want to talk about who got the rights to use the word homegirl. Like, that's almost like me trying to gatekeep certain aspects of black culture that folks take and don't get credit for every day. I just thought that was a very weird lane to go into, rather than just say you was just wrong, you shouldn't have did it, even after I told you that you was wrong. Then you try to say that you didn't know. Yes, you did, because you blocked me after I told you that I was not happy with the fact that you took the name. And then you told me to go see a lawyer, not realizing my lawyer was the one that told me to hit your ass up in the first place. Yeah, we homegirling it now. It's a homegirl conversation now. Now we really, like, I mean, because I feel like I never really got a chance to really express it the way I wanted to. So I had somebody planting my face, stealing my IP, building a brand off my IP. And then when all I did was call a lawyer, then she started to say I was making witchcraft. I was doing witchcraft for her. I spiritually attacked her. No, girl, I called a lawyer. I think you upset because your spiritual intercessors didn't protect you. And that's another thing, too, I want to talk about. When you do things in bad faith, you cannot expect good like ancestral energy, or you can't expect spirits that are a positive to protect you. At that point, you on your own. I don't care what nobody say. I've never seen a person who has done harm to others and try to use spiritual intercessors or religion to help them. I've never seen it work out for them, because spiritually it was wrong to begin with. The frequency and the vibration of how you did it was already out of pocket. So to me, I think that whatever you're finna ask, or whoever you're finna ask to help you with that, they're gonna be like, oh, you're on your own. Never mind. Like, you did what? Oh, that goes against the law. That's not quite it. That's not gonna work. So rather than hold herself accountable, and maybe she has this point, I don't know, because I don't keep up with her. But she was like, say at the time when I was gathering the evidence, she was like, it's not my fault that my brain is being built and yours is dying. Number one, no shade to those who do readings. It is very easy to build a brand off readings. You're going to always catch an Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. You are. It's easier to build a brand as a reader, because regardless of what type of stuff you talk, as long as you talk the cards or as long as you talk astrology, you will always catch somebody in those 12 groups if you do Western astrology. Or if you do your tarot based on Western astrology, you will always be able to build a brand much quicker. I do not care what nobody say. It's much easier for readers to build than anybody else in the spectrum of religion and spirituality. I said that bad. Jesus warriors, if you're a judgmental Jesus warrior, or if you are a tarot reader who incorporates the signs and you do it on a regular basis, you do like daily horoscopes, it's much easier for you to build. And that's no shade, because I've seen it happen too many times. I've seen it go from 1,000 to 40,000. You know what I'm saying? So I never had an issue with her building her brand. I just didn't want her trying to say she was me to do it. There could only be one, sis, when it comes to business. I'm sorry. But when she was trying to say, oh, your brand is dying, and I'm like, this girl has no idea what I got going on. So going back to what I was saying about not looking at other creators and trying to compare yourself, she was looking, thinking that my brand was dying, not realizing I was about to pivot and legitimize homegirl in a whole different way. I was in school, getting my master's, transitioning into the mental health field. I wasn't just talking just based on experience. I was talking based on training from a social justice standpoint at that. I was getting trained from the best in LA. Like, what? Brand dying, girl, about to level up. Because when I go back home, it's about to be on. So it was just like, wow, like I'm building curriculums. Like, what are you talking about? At that point, I was working on a book with my grandmother. I'm still working on that book with my grandmother. I'm like, you have no idea. Just because I'm quiet and just because I'm not building as fast as you think I am, you have no idea what I'm doing off app. I was putting in roots in a whole different coast. I have two places I can call home now, professionally. So I just thought that was crazy. I was like, what? That's what you think? So going back to my creators, just because people are doing stuff that you think they're doing online, you have no idea what them people is doing off app. You have no idea. And that can go in either direction. That can go positive or negative or neutral. You don't know if folks are sacrificing to do what they're doing. You don't know what debt they're in when they present the flyness, and you don't have no idea. You don't know who sponsored that. It could be a corporation. It could be a man. You don't know. And the thing is, it's just not for us to worry about, though. You don't know. Some folks get there on their own merits. Some folks get there on their back. Some folks get there by being fake. Some people get there based on genuine family connections. Whatever it is, it ain't our business. We should never compare. There's nothing wrong with being like, you know what? I think she has a dope platform, or he has a dope platform, or they have a dope platform. But when you start discrediting your own work because of other people, or you try to discredit their work based on what you're doing, you already lost in the sauce. So I'm saying all of that little story time to tell y'all, it is okay to be you. And it's okay to build your platforms or your whatever you're doing one day at a time. It is going to be very easy to get discouraged, because you're going to see folks that are already in places that you think you want to be. I can say for an absolute fact, with my heart pure, that the people I thought I wanted to network with when I first started my first 3 years spiritual homegirl, I have no desire to stay in a community with them at all. Not only do I not want to network with them, I don't even want to stay in a community with them, because I know what it is behind the scenes. I've seen it firsthand. I said, oop, these are not the folks I want to be cool with like that. Let me just stick to my people then. it just felt better to just have the people that I'm cool with. I don't do spiritual cliques. I don't do Atlanta cliques. I don't do LA cliques. I don't do cliques at all. So for me, I just like to do my work. I like to just let God bring me around those that I'm meant to align with. If I need to get outside to further align, I will do that. But in terms of wanting to be in certain circles, that ship has sailed a long time ago. And it has sank a long time ago. And I just rather not do that. It's inauthentic. It's a form of selling your soul when you start compromising yourself for a check or for an affiliation associated with people that you know have caused harm to others. Like knowing that they've caused harm to others. Like because you know they're popular or could put you in position or have a check or things like that. It gets real political when it comes to certain things. I just can't do it. But when I say that, like, again, sometimes we don't know people have caused harm, so that's what it is. But there's a select few that have been known with receipts that have absolutely caused harm to others. And it's just kind of like, it's kind of tricky. It's a slippery slope. Because once you associate yourself with somebody, you associate yourself with them forever. Some people will never forget that. Even if you fall out with them, even if you don't associate with them in the future and you disassociate afterwards, some folks will never forget that. It's unfortunate, but some of the people you think you want to associate with, just be patient and just let them show themselves to see if that's really who you still want to link up with. I have not met anybody. I met maybe let's say if there's 100 people that I've met over the years that I thought I wanted to link with, at least half to maybe 60% of them have canceled themselves out based on their character. I'm not saying you got to be perfect, but it's just being solid. That whole being solid piece is like, I don't know. I don't know about this. So that's why I say just, you know, you think, and I think sometimes we want to connect with folks because you think they have it going on. And you think because they're popular, you think they have this great, quote unquote brand. But then when you talk to them, you kind of see how nasty they could be. It's like, that's not cool. So it's just, you know, just wait it out. You know what I mean? Like, just wait it out and build with those that are in your universe, I should say. If you got a homie that's doing something on the come up, y'all link up and make something magical. Make it magical. Link up with folks that are in the same boat as you. Don't discredit those folks because they're not where you want to be. You'd be surprised the way things happen. Sometimes a person you might sleep on might end up taking off in a year. So it's just, you just never know. Just don't discredit those that are around you that are building like you, and just take it day by day and don't get caught up on the numbers. I remember when I used to look at the numbers when I was first starting Spiritual Homegirl, I used to get so excited. I would have like 53 listeners, 53 in a week. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, 53, that's wonderful. Now, some other people be like, 53, that ain't nobody. But for me, I'm looking, I'm like, how many people is 53? What does it look like? How many cars of people is that? That's a classroom, maybe two classrooms worth of people. That's awesome. Like, I still look at that to this day. That's why I don't really trip on numbers. It's like thousands of people, sometimes 10,000 people that listen. I'm like, wow, that's enough for a small theater or a small stadium worth of people. That is awesome. Like, or a big auditorium, or, you know, like, I just look at it that way. It's like, you know what? That's a blessing. People be tripping out because the numbers ain't where they want it to be. Like, no, you need to be grateful for the numbers that you got. Okay? Even if it's just four. I had four listeners at one point. I was like, oh my gosh, that's four people. That's a car full of people just listening to my stuff on the way to the club or on the way to the restaurant to brunch. Like, that's really cool to me. That's a small family right there. Like, somebody listening. I think that's really cool. So to my creators out there, please give gratitude for everybody that taps in with you. I do these episodes every week for a reason. I am so happy to know that people tap in every day. So much so that I go out my way every week to make sure that folks know I see you. I appreciate you wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much, because you don't have to give me your attention at all. It's a million, maybe billions of different things that are trying to fight for our attention every day. But you're here with me. And I really appreciate that. That's really special to me. I love it. I love it so much. So to my creators, if you're struggling with numbers, struggling with feeling like you're not where you need to be, just give gratitude for those that are there. Remember your purpose. Remember your purpose and be grateful for those that see your purpose and believe in that. Okay? But remember, nobody should ever believe in your purpose more than you. So with that being said, it's been 4 episodes in 1. And I will catch y'all. I'll catch y'all next episode, okay? I ain't talked for 30 minutes in a long time. But anyway, this has been your girl, Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. Don't forget, if you like what you heard, please leave a review wherever you're listening to your podcast. There should be a way to leave a star, or if you scroll down on Apple Podcasts, there should be a way that you can leave a review on my podcast page. You have to scroll down to like halfway through, and then they'll let you get the option to actually leave the review. So yeah, if you've done it already, thank you very much. Don't forget to sign up for my email list. You also get a free 1-minute meditation guide if you're struggling with focusing your brain, because again, there's so many things vying for our attention. I got you covered, okay? Just make sure that you double confirm so that you can receive that free 1-minute meditation guide sent directly to your email inbox. And yeah, this has been another episode of Spiritual Homegirl. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love, okay? Love y'all. Peace.